Chapter 22, Elijah. We have told you about the wicked king Ahab. Now we want to say a little about a good man who lived in his reign. This was Elijah, the prophet of the Lord. No doubt you like to hear about the childhood days of people, but we are not told anything about Elijah when he was a boy. He suddenly appears in the Bible and was sent to Ahab to tell him that there would be no dew nor rain for a long time. This was because Ahab had turned the people away from God. What a dreadful thing, and that there should not be even the drops of dew to moisten the land. How great God is, and what judgments he can send if we turn away from him. So there was a great famine in the land, and no water to drink, and the horses and beasts died. No doubt many of the people died as well. But God took care of his servant Elijah. He told him to go to a little brook by the river Jordan. There he should find water to drink, and God would send the ravens with food for him. So every night and morning, these birds, who generally eat up all they can find, brought bread and flesh to Elijah, and he had food to eat and water to drink. How thankful would he be to God for feeding him in such a wonderful way. Oh, but the brook dried up, because there was no rain. And what was poor Elijah to do now? He might have felt he had made a mistake in thinking God would provide for him. But no, God had another way to feed his servant. He sent Elijah to a poor widow who lived with her little boy and was just going to make a cake out of her last little bit of flour, and then they must die of hunger. What a strange thing, and you will say, how could she feed the prophet? Ah, but the Lord is very great, and he made the widow's flour and her oil last until the rain came again. So Elijah lived with her and her son for many days. After a while, the boy became sick and died. How distressed his poor mother was, and she came and told the prophet. She feared it was because of her sins that God had taken away her son. But Elijah carried the lad upstairs and laid him upon his own bed. Then he cried to the Lord for help, and stretched himself upon the child three times, and the Lord heard his prayer and brought the boy back to life again. How pleased Elijah was to give the woman back her son, alive and well. Then she said she knew indeed that he was a prophet of the Lord. Now there had been no rain for 3.5 years, and the time came when God would send rain again. But first of all, Elijah called Ahab and told him to gather all the people and the prophets of Baal to Mount Carmel. There he put the matter to the test, whether the Lord himself or Baal was the true God. The 450 prophets of Baal were to make a sacrifice and call to their God, to see if he would answer by sending fire to burn up the sacrifice. But though they cried to Baal all day, there was no answer. Then Elijah made his sacrifice and called on the Lord his God, and the fire came down and burnt up the sacrifice and all the water they had poured over it. What a wonderful answer! And the people had to cry out, "The Lord, he is the God." After this, the people took all the prophets of Baal and Elijah put them to death. Then he told Ahab that God would now send rain again. So Elijah went to the top of the mountain and prayed to God to send rain once more, and sent his servant to see if the rain was coming. No, he said, there was nothing to be seen. Then the prophet told him to go again 7 times, and at the 7th time he saw a little cloud coming up out of the sea. Then Elijah knew that his prayer had been answered, and he told Ahab to get his chariot and hurry home before the rain came. This should teach us that when we try to pray and there is no answer, we should not give up, but go on praying until the answer comes. Now when Ahab rode home in the chariot, Elijah ran in front of him all the way. God gave him strength to do this, and to be a forerunner to the king, to prepare the way before him. In this way, Elijah was like John the Baptist when he came. You will remember that John was to prepare the way of the Lord Jesus Christ, the King of Israel, when he came to save his people. After all this, Ahab's wicked wife Jezebel sent a message to Elijah to say that she would kill him for what he had done. So Elijah fled into the wilderness. But God came to him there and comforted him and told him to anoint Elisha to take his place. Elisha was found plowing in the field, and he became a servant to Elijah. Then one day, when these two were walking together, Elijah was taken up into heaven in a chariot of fire, and Elisha saw him no more. Here are the texts. You will read about Elijah in the first book of Kings, chapters 17, 18, and 19, and in the second book of Kings, chapters 1 and 2. Now try to find the verses in the 5th chapter of James, which tell us about Elijah praying for rain. Only you will find his name is spelt Elias in the Greek way. Also find in the 1st chapter of Luke, where it is said that John the Baptist should go before Christ like Elias.